Trading Club Update, Week 10. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. The value of the Trading Club tracking portfolio settled at $131,096 as of Thursday, March 12, up 31% since our May 30 launch. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. We made the following trades this week, based on two series of trade recommendations published on Friday, March 6 and Wednesday, March 11, bought to close one Nike NYSE, NKE, $70 covered call, expiring March 20, 2026, at 4 cents per share, sold 100 shares of Nike, NYSE, NKE, at $55.59 per share, bought to close one Chipotle Mexican Grill, NYSE, CMG, $40 call, expiring March 20, 26, at 3 cents per share, sold 100 shares of Chipotle Mexican Grill, NYSE, CMG, at $34.35 per share, bought to close one Chipotle Mexican Grill, NYSE, CMG, $32.50 put, expiring March 20, 26, at 50 cents per share, bought to close one Celsius, NASDAQ, sell, $40 put, expiring March 20, 2026, at $1.12 per share, sold to close one Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ, QQQ, $600 put, expiring March 20, 2026, at $8.35 per share, bought to open one Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ, QQQ, $580 put, expiring June 30, 2026, at $21.22 per share. In today's update, we'll take a look at the history of oil price shocks and explain why today's U.S. economy is particularly vulnerable to such an event. The growing risks of an energy supply shock. The situation in Iran has taken center stage in driving the market's behavior. While we won't veer too far out of our lane in making a geopolitical forecast, we will revisit our message from last week: time is the enemy. Each day the Strait of Hormuz remains closed for business, the risks of a crippling energy shortage rises. The key indicator to watch is the price of crude oil. Over the last four decades, every recession and/or bear market has been preceded by a rapid increase in the price of oil. The mechanics to this phenomenon are straightforward. Oil prices feed directly into virtually every price in the economy. So when oil prices spike beyond a critical threshold, it becomes a major tax on consumer spending, and thus overall economic growth. One key takeaway from the chart above is that it doesn't take more than a few months of high energy prices to take down the economy. We can see this from the 1990 recession, which was catalyzed by the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait in August of 1990. This led to a brief but powerful 150% rally that took crude oil from $16 per barrel to $40. Prices peaked within 3 months, and then quickly retreated back to their pre-invasion prices of $16 in January of 1991, following the U.S. intervention in Iraq. But the economy's fate was already sealed. The 1990 to 1991 recession officially began in July 1990, the same month oil prices began their rapid ascent. In that case, the recession proved mild and short-lived, given a generally healthy economy going into the conflict. The high interest rate era of the 1980s had kept consumer and corporate debt at reasonable levels, and asset prices traded at below average valuations. Unfortunately, today's starting conditions in the U.S. economy are far more fragile. Stocks, real estate, and corporate bonds all trade at or near the richest valuation levels in history. And after 5 years of inflation outpacing wage growth, consumers have racked up record amounts of debt to keep pace with higher prices. But now, delinquency rates across credit cards and auto and student loans are running at the highest levels of the last decade. With consumers no longer able to use borrowed money to buy what they need and want, spending is beginning to stall. The Atlanta branch of the Federal Reserve is currently forecasting nominal consumer spending growth of just 1.8% for Q1 2026. That's the slowest pace of growth since COVID, and below the rate of inflation, meaning spending is contracting in real terms. This all comes at a time when major cracks are forming in the labor market. The latest employment report showed that 92,000 jobs were lost in February, a massive disappointment relative to the 40,000 to 50,000 in gains expected by economists. Even more alarming is the persistent pace of downward revisions to the historical numbers. The updated numbers from the February jobs report, for example, revealed a massive revision down from the 130,000 gain initially reported in January to a loss of 17,000. The February jobs report continued a 13-month streak of negative revisions to the initially reported numbers, adding up to 710,000 jobs in total. That means each monthly employment report has overstated growth by over 50,000 jobs in the last year. And since January 2024, jobs revisions have come in negative for 24 out of 25 months. Meanwhile, those lucky enough to still have jobs are also struggling to make ends meet. We can see this in the fact that a record number of American workers are rating their 401k retirement accounts as a last resort to keep their heads above water. Here's the bottom line. The U.S. economy was already in a vulnerable state before the external shock of an energy crisis showed up. And if history is any guide, it will only take a few months of higher energy prices to send the economy into a sharp recession. Our plan from here is simple. Play good defense. That means keeping plenty of cash on hand and hedges in place. And while we will continue putting money to work, we're raising the threshold for each idea to focus only on the highest conviction opportunities. That sets the stage for our next series of trades, which will be coming out shortly after March 20th, when the majority of options in the Trading Club portfolio are set to expire. We'll have more to say about this next week. Portfolio overview. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on Thursday, March 12th. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x 100x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Celsius, NASDAQ, sell, $40 put, the position size equals 1 by 100 x $40 equals $4,000. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. Next, the links below will take you to each of the original recommendations in the current portfolio, including the 5 call contracts and shares of British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, which we covered in our inaugural trade series, here, and in a video recorded on May 30th, which can be found here, the June 2nd Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM. Recommendation can be found here, the October 30th recommendation of the Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ QQQ, put option can be found here, the July 24th recommendation of Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, trades can be found here, the August 21st recommendation of Chipotle Mexican Grill, NYSE, CMG, can be found here, the September 2nd recommendation of the iShares Silver Trust ETF, NYSE, SLV, can be found here. The September 18th recommendation of PayPal, NASDAQ, PIPL, can be found here. The September 24th recommendation of the Cellebrite, NASDAQ, CLBT, risk reversal options trade can be found here. The December 19th recommendation of Nike, NYSE, NKE, can be found here. The January 9th recommendation of the Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ, QQQ, put option can be found here. The January 13th recommendation of LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, and Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, can be found here. The January 21st recommendation of EQT, NYSE, EQT, calls and Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, cash secured puts can be found here. The February 4th recommendation of LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, cash secured puts can be found here. The March 11th recommendation of Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ, QQQ put can be found here. Plus, the following trades published on Thursday, December 4th, can be found here. They are the purchase of 100 shares of Celsius, NASDAQ, sell, and the sale of one sell $40 cash secured put, expiring March 20th, 26. The purchase of 100 shares of Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BHA, and the sale of one $100 covered call, expiring March 20th, 2026. The sale of one Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, $175 covered call, expiring March 20th, 26. The sale of two Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VUNM, $40 cash secured puts, expiring March 20th, 2026. The sale of one Chipotle Mexican Grill, NYSE, CMG, $32.50 cash secured put, expiring March 20th, 2026. The sale of seven Kenvue, NYSE, Cavu, $17 cash secured puts, expiring March 20th, 2026. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. If you haven't yet checked it out, click here to gain access and join the conversation. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing, Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Click on the portfolio to enlarge and view it in a new window. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the Best Buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.